It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been touting the North American Free Trade Agreement, even though President Trump is trying to dismantle it. The governor met in Washington this week with White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to emphasize how Texas benefits more from NAFTA than any other state.
There's been a very positive effect to the Texas economy, to Texas jobs, now and going forward. Through current trade dynamics, and it's important that we improve what needs to be improved, but we retain what has been beneficial.
Abbott says NAFTA helps promote the economies of Mexico and Central America, which in turn serve Trump's goal to reduce illegal immigration. More NAFTA negotiations are scheduled for later this month. Early voting is underway. It ends Friday. Election day is Tuesday. There are several local items on the ballot. Dallas voters will decide on a $1 billion bond package, and voters in Fort Worth School District will vote on a $750 million bond proposal. There are also seven state constitutional amendments. The ballot language can be a tad worse. So tonight, we're going to explain a few of them. Propositions 3, 4, and 5. Ben Philpott with KUT in Austin talked with David Brown, host of Public Radio's Texas Standard.
Proposition 3, what will be on the ballot? Here is the wording. The constitutional amendment limiting the service of certain office holders appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate after the expiration of the person's term of office. What is that?
You can't stay in office forever.
Oh, is this term limits?
This is, well, it's kind of like that for appointed people to voluntary boards or unpaid board members.
Proposition 4, what will be on the ballot? Here's the wording. The constitutional amendment authorizing the legislature to require a court to provide notice to the Attorney General of a challenge to the constitutionality of a state statute and authorizing the legislature to prescribe a waiting period before the court may enter a judgment holding the statute unconstitutional.
And so if you're going to sue the state, you got to tell the state. And I think this could be something where, you know, if somebody's going after a temporary injunction on a state constitutional issue, we're not talking about federal stuff, you know, it sounds like this could mean that a temporary injunction could not come into play for maybe 45 days. I mean, it's interesting.
It sounds like there's this waiting period before the court may enter a judgment.
Yeah.
Proposition 5, the constitutional amendment on professional sports teams, charitable foundations conducting charitable raffles.
The state actually, this is another redo. The state actually did this. They allowed 10 professional sports teams to have their charitable foundations hold these raffles, raise money for their charities. Now they're expanding it to beyond those 10 teams, making the language a little looser. So basically just, you know, next time you go to a sporting event, there's a really good chance that you'll get hit up for one of their charitable raffles.
Learn more about the state constitutional amendments on the ballot in our voter's guide at KERANews.org. Early voting runs through Friday. Election day is Tuesday. In Dallas County, there's an item on Tuesday's ballot regarding whether to eliminate an agency called Dallas County Schools. It's not a traditional school district. It operates buses for several local school districts. It's faced several problems, from financial mismanagement to bus drivers not getting kids to school on time. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, some parents are fed up with the bus service, while the agency says it's a changed organization.
Howie Lee says he's heard what he calls horror stories about the Dallas County buses that take students to school. The other day, a parent told him about a child in pre-kindergarten who spent 2 hours on a bus going home from school.
It's unreliable and it's unsafe for the kids to ride a bus. And we should not, as a taxpayer, expect unreliability for our kids. We should expect reliable, consistent service and safe service for our kids.
Dallas County Schools has been under fire for more than just buses being tardy. There have been reports of financial mismanagement, questionable land deals, a costly bus camera contract, and safety issues like drivers running red lights.
Hundreds of school bus drivers busted for running red lights, taxpayer
money. NBC5 has learned that Coppell ISD is the second school district to cut ties with DCS.
Dallas County Schools spent millions to buy cameras when they could have gotten some of that equipment for free.
All of that has prompted critics, including state lawmakers and local elected officials, to call for the end of the agency. Dallas County Schools says it's a different organization now and that many of its problems are in the past. The group serves 75,000 students in 9 North Texas school districts. The Board of Trustees says the agency is working overtime to improve. Trustee Kyle Renard pointed out the agency has curtailed spending, cut staff, and put other financial controls in place.
We demanded the resignation of the superintendent, and we passed some policies that would ensure greater oversight for the board. So we passed that all contracts over $50,000 have to go for board review and approval.
In addition to the resignation of Superintendent Rick Sorrells in March, former board president Larry Duncan also resigned. Now voters will decide the agency's fate. A vote for Proposition A keeps the bus agency intact. A vote against the proposition would abolish the agency. Renard hopes voters support keeping Dallas County schools because it provides necessary transportation and has become more transparent.
The incredible changes that we've made, we really do consider this not only under new management, but it has a more service-oriented philosophy now, and we are not tolerating things the way they've always been.
But that isn't enough for critics of Dallas County schools, including some of the districts it serves. Dallas ISD Superintendent Michael Hinojosa testified before state lawmakers that ridership had decreased while the cost per student had doubled. In February, State Senator Don Huffines of Dallas filed legislation to eliminate Dallas County schools. Instead, state lawmakers passed a bill to let voters decide. Last week, Huffines led a press conference featuring other critics, including a couple of Dallas ISD trustees.
It's kind of like something out of an old mafia movie. Questionable land deals, failed camera projects, $50 million in lost business ventures. The financial mismanagement is so severe that Moody's, a rating agency, has said that bankruptcy is probably inevitable.
Barry Jacobs also isn't convinced Dallas County Schools has changed for the better. He has a daughter who attends Solar Preparatory School for Girls in Dallas. Jacobs says schools like Solar Prep are especially affected by the bus service because they attract students from all over the city, and many of the students rely on buses operated by Dallas County Schools to get there.
These buses are so late so often that I have serious doubts about whether they're going to meet the state minimum standards for classroom instruction. I mean, this is just crazy.
Gary Lindsay is interim superintendent of the bus agency. He says DCS is trying to be more responsive to parents.
Trying to be more transparent and be more accessible to the parents. That when we get complaints that come in, we immediately resolve those things and actually attempt to contact the parent by telephone and discuss those issues.
If voters decide to get rid of Dallas County schools, the state comptroller would set up a dissolution committee later this month. School districts that use the bus service are mulling their options. A couple have already stopped using DCS. Others, like Richardson ISD, are thinking about doing the same, either hiring another provider or running their own buses. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
And finally, Game 7 of the World Series starts in about an hour. Former Texas Rangers ace Yu Darvish starts for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Lance McCullers is on the mound for the Houston Astros. The Dodgers won 3-1 last night to force the first World Series Game 7 in Dodger Stadium history. L.A. is trying to win its first title since 1988. Houston has never won. The game starts at 7:20 on Fox. And for the evening, clear skies, should be a low around 65 later tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a warm high near 90. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.